Most of the 30 ski areas in Wisconsin make their own snow, but the more help they get from Mother Nature, the more profit they can make from skiers. And Tourism Secretary Jim Holprin says seeing the real white stuff falling from the sky puts skiers in a traveling mood that usually translates into an increase in lift ticket sales at the ski areas.
It helps them focus on winter recreation rather than other things. And so while the ski areas are not dependent on natural snow, that early snowfall does help them. And we're just seeing people become used to winter a little earlier and want to think about that winter-related travel, I think, a little earlier this year.
Holprin says studies indicate even if gas prices climb above $3 a gallon, people are still likely to travel even more next year than they did this year, although he says travelers may be going on shorter trips and not spending as much.
We're hearing anecdotally that the high cost of gas prices and home energy will cause people to be more cautious when they travel and therefore maybe not eat as many meals out, maybe stay one day less, maybe buy fewer souvenirs or discretionary items that are travel related.
Holprin says the biggest change in the tourism industry next year is a trend that will affect small family-owned resorts. He says thousands of new condominiums are being built in the state as tourists shift from renting to owning their vacation getaway rooms.
Facilities like the Lake Lawn Lodge in Delavan that has transformed now to Lake Lawn Resort. They're going from 220 motel rooms to 1,200 condo units.
Holprin says that will change the way his department markets vacation destinations in the state. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.